This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday Ukraine's top military commanders pledged to keep defending Bakhmut when asked how to deal further with the situation of the besieged city.
Фактично саме тема Бахмута стала основною.
Zelensky said at a meeting of top military officials he had asked the commander of the regional grouping and Ukraine's commander-in-chief how they proposed to proceed. Both generals responded, he said, not to withdraw but to strengthen our defenses. That's what Zelensky said in his nightly address. Local officials say civilians are fleeing the bombardment. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast spoke with Anna Chernikova in Kyiv for more.
A lot of Ukrainian forces are actually still located in the city. There are some actions happening, so movements around, but there are no confirmations of any movements away from the city, so it could be just tactical movements around the city of Bakhmut. So for the moment, what we are hearing that Ukrainian forces remain at the defense in the city of Bakhmut, and there are no plans of withdrawing, at least for this point of time.
Find VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast online at voanews.com. Ukraine's top prosecutor said on Monday a criminal investigation had been launched into what he called the, quote, brutal and brazen shooting of an unarmed person depicted in a video shared on social media and accused Russia of ignoring the laws of war. A 12-second video widely shared on Twitter shows an apparently unarmed man in uniform with a Ukrainian flag insignia on his arm standing smoking in a wooded area. The man says, "Glory to Ukraine." Multiple shots are heard. A voice is heard in Russian. This is VOA News. Protesters demonstrated Monday in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, angry at the country's Electoral Commission's handling of last month's disputed election. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Nigerian presidential candidate Atiku Abubakar led hundreds of protesters on a peaceful march to the country's Electoral Commission headquarters on Monday. Ruling party candidate Bola Tinubu was named the winner. Atiku and his People's Democratic Party, or PDP, have rejected the outcome as fraudulent. Observers from the European Union and other organizations have criticized poor planning and voting delays, but did not allege fraud. INEC has itself apologized for technical problems. Both Atiku and third-placed Labour Party candidate Peter Obi have vowed to challenge the result in court.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The U.S. government is working with authorities in Mexico to try to locate four Americans who were kidnapped at gunpoint as they crossed the border from Texas. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The FBI's offering a $50,000 reward for the return of four missing Americans who crossed into Mexico to buy medicine last week. Agents say their white minivan came under fire and a shootout left at least one Mexican citizen dead. All four Americans were placed into a vehicle and driven away.
We're standing ready to provide all appropriate consular assistance.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says this is considered a dangerous area. A witness in Mexico says she saw the gunman force a woman to walk to their pickup. Two other people were dragged, and one was carried to the vehicle, which then drove off. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Gary Rossington, the last surviving original member of the American rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd, has died at the age of 71, according to the band. No cause of death was given. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta has more.
Gary Rossington's slide guitar on Freebird helped make it the best-known Lynyrd Skynyrd song ever. The song That Smell was inspired by his 1976 car accident. Sweet Home, Rossington also co-wrote Sweet Home Alabama, Give Me Back My Bullets, and What's Your Name? What's your name? Rossington said in a 1993 AP interview he rarely listened to Skynyrd music because he'd recall the personal things.
It's happy memories and sad memories, but it's good. It's hard to listen to it alone. If I'm with somebody or we're together, we'll listen.
I'm Archie Zarletta.
Tropical Storm Freddy returned to Madagascar in what meteorologists described on Monday as a rare loop trajectory, killing four people, including two children, as it hit for the second time in as many weeks. I'm Joe Ramsey.